It is now time for the feature band of the week.
Access granted.
Huzzah!
And you know what? It is packed downstairs, I gotta say.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like in a driving school?
I had to park way down the street.
Were they having some meeting?
I don't know.
Remember last week when we heard cheering? Notes.
Oh, yeah.
Because a whole bunch of people must have graduated.
All right. What are we doing?
Okay. We are going to be featuring a band that is out of Saskatchewan that is generating quite a bit of buzz currently. I don't know what you did with it because I was looking for it too. There's this one here, but it doesn't work.
Okay.
Anyways, I happened upon this band. I got to do the low road first.
Oh, okay.
I happened upon this band because I was reading a review when we were researching our show about the bands who would be boycotting the next Coachella until Coachella gave us press passes.
Yeah.
So I was doing research about the bands that were playing at Coachella and specifically about the Canadian content at Coachella. And one band, well, there's several good bands, good Canadian bands, but there's one band that generated a hefty, hefty amount of buzz. And
from
put
the
on,
Coachella concert.
From the from and from, like, you know, music journalists and stuff like that.
Like, just around the people that we talk to and stuff.
Yeah, like I was talking to some of my friends at Spin Magazine, and they said, oh, you should have really checked out this band, which is essentially, to a large extent, a solo project of Jordan Cooks. The project is called Rain Wolf. R-E-I-G-N, Wolf.
Yeah.
And we gave people a little shot of what it was about last week. And essentially, he's very much, in the vein of Bob Log III, Philip Roebuck, and that he's a one-man band.
Yeah, so people who are listening to this, and you're going to think it's good because it's very passionate music.
Oh, yeah.
But then after, you're going to want to check out his website and check out a couple of these videos. Because just like Bob Log and Philip Roebuck, you got to see them to believe them, these one-man bands. Because they're playing the drums, playing the guitar, they're doing the singing, doing everything.
Yeah, exactly. Now, and even though he is primarily... So apparently, like, I've never seen him play except for the videos that I've watched online. But apparently when you go to a Rain Wolf show, he does about half of the set by himself and half of the set with a backing band. And the backing band is Joseph Braley on drums and Stitch on bass and guitar. Or bass guitar or two separate basses and or guitars. Anywho, so this guy, this band, this act has been invited to all the big shows now. He is tapped, so he played Coachella. He's going to be playing Sasquatch this weekend, which is another huge festival out in Washington State. He's going to be playing two shows at the Governor's Ball. He's going to be playing the Governor's Ball and the official after party. So, DJ Apes, go check this man out, because I'm pretty sure that you're going to the Governor's Ball. He's going to be playing at Lollapalooza.
He's going to be playing. He's got a double booking there, though.
Yeah, I don't know how he's going to do that, but he's
Toronto and BC.
No, that's June 19th and July 14th.
Oh, okay.
I did the same thing actually. June 14th and July 14th.
Oh yeah.
I did the exact same thing today. I was like, "How the heck is he going to do that?"
Wow.
But anyway, so yeah, he's playing North by Northeast at Lee's Palace in Toronto on the 14th of June. He's going to be playing Lollapalooza in August.
Oh,
he's
and after that, June 14th, I've heard that he may be in the Mono a Mono studio for a live-to-air as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Sweet. He's playing Austin City Limits in the States. He played South by Southwest earlier this year. And that was another one when I was talking to some people who I know who went to South by Southwest. That he just rocked. He was like one of the week's MVPs. That's the kind of show he puts on.
Well, and I had never seen it before, and then you showed it to me last week, and it's damn good. That's all I've been listening to this whole week.
Yeah, it's like, it's very bluesy, rock and blues, so passionate you feel like you're being hit in the face with a 2x4 with a nail through it.
Ouch.
Amazing. And apparently the live show, he's just so passionate and so into his music, and he's just a whiz on the guitar.
Yeah.
He just shreds. But anyways, I think I've spoken enough.
Yeah, we've given it so much praise, we gotta put it on.
Let's
do it.
Put
some on.
Now, all I can find of theirs, is some live stuff. Is basically the audio to the videos that.
And I think that's the draw. That's the draw.
Exactly.
Yeah,
there's a lot of, and that's another thing too. I found it very hard to find information about these guys besides reviews from shows and stuff like that. And that, like, their website, there's not a whole heck of a lot to their websites. There's, like, you click on their names and they don't go anywhere.
Yeah. But you were saying, too, they are a Canadian.
They are. They're from from Saskatchewan.
Despite the... Oh, there's a couple Canadian shows in there. Four of them.
Yeah.
Wow. And then, yeah, you're right. All the big concerts.
Yeah. Like, all the big festivals they'll have hit this year. So, anyways... Without further ado, we are going to listen to some live Rainwolf here. And the first song that I'm going to be playing is In the Dark, here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono a Mono.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Rainwolf.
Ooh. Thank you. too young to die. Yes, I am. I'm gonna leave here. Try to live, oh man. Yes, I do. I said, oh, man. I got the will. Well, honey child, I just need the wings. Yes, I do. I'm too young, baby child.